welcome to it. You know, it's days like today that I wonder, would Texas be better? I don't know. My next guest, Alan Sachs, professor of political science at the University of Texas Arlington. Professor, welcome back.
It's cold here, too. Not like you have in Michigan, but it's pretty tough here.
What is it, a brisk 65?
It's going to be a high of 40 today.
Oh.
And a low last night of 20-something.
Wow, that's real.
It is real, but it's not going to last too long. That's the good thing about it. You know, I've been thinking about the hearings that are going to go on tomorrow. The left in this country, called liberals or the left, and there probably is a big difference between the left and liberals. A lot of people like to make that distinction, and they're probably right. They did a few things very clever. I'm not sure if it was a conspiracy or not, but it happened anyway. They captured the language, and when you've captured the language, you've got it made. So now they can point at somebody to quiet them down. You're a racist. You're a sexist. So they've captured the language. They captured our school system from kindergarten through college, and that was a very interesting thing to do. I don't think it was a conspiracy, but it might as well have been that.
Right.
The conspiracy. Then they have the media in their hands.
Of course.
Media, the school system, and the language, very difficult to overcome.
Yeah, well, you know, it's, you know, you got to be steadfast. You got to stand strong. So Donald Trump, of course, these public hearings are coming when?
Tomorrow,
something like that, whatever it is. And these public hearings, of course, it's only the witnesses that are approved by the Democrats. Such nonsense. Lindsey Graham says, you know what, if you don't put the whistleblower out there, the guy that stood back in the shadows and said, oh, this and this, if you don't put that guy out there, this is all dead on arrival. It's a joke. Nobody takes it seriously. You know, and I talked to lots of people. I got to be honest. I think that's true. I talked to Democrats, too, who don't take it seriously. Like, what are they doing? I mean, honestly, what are they doing? The polls, the polls say the people are in support of impeachment and removal. No, they're not. Those are garbage polls, because I talked to people across a large swath of the population, Professor. What do you think?
That's where the media comes in. The media defines it the way they want to define it. And so do colleges and universities and public schools. They take the language and they twist it any way they want to twist it. But a lot of people will fall for it, and that's the dilemma. So the hearings tomorrow are a farce. Everybody, I shouldn't say everybody knows that. Some people know that, you know. And there was no crime. There's no impeachment. I don't know what they're talking about, you know.
Right.
By the way, people go for this quid pro quo or whatever that is.
They don't even know what it means.
Most people don't even know what it means. And it happens in politics every day. And so does Hillary, and so does Bill, and all of them. They've done that. That's what their lives are all about. You do this for me, I'll do something for you. And do they interfere with elections? They certainly do.
Well, sure. And I was just doing, before you came on, talking about these lawsuits all over the country being filed by the DCCC and these other Democrat groups against states all over trying to claim that, you know, that early voting changes and this. It always disenfranchises young people, and people of color are getting the short end of the deal every single time.
Here almost every day, there's a story in the paper about the Democrats suing somebody over voter suppression.
Right. And my point being is, nobody believes that. There can't be that kind of, you know, there just can't be that kind of voters. And do people believe there's widespread voter fraud? The only time I saw it is when there was a recount in Michigan, in the southeast Michigan, in the Detroit suburbs. And when Jill Stein ordered the recount or got it granted, there were all sorts of extra ballots in the bags that didn't belong there. But nobody ever looked into it. Crazy.
Here in this town, and I know it because I used to be a small part of it. They were my friends when I was a liberal Democrat 100 years ago. There were people that said, we've got to go to this part of town, a part of Fort Worth. And what they did, they distributed money to very influential people in the community. And they called it walking around money. Isn't that a great phrase?
Yeah.
Walking around money. And they gave it to them right at Election Day. And yes, 99% of them were Democrats.
Yeah, I need more walking around money. How about you?
Walking around money. Yeah. I love that phrase.
Anyhow, so these public hearings are going to be held. And, you know, and here's the thing. I got people like Nikki Haley coming out and just ripping. I mean, honestly, Rex Tillerson and John Kelly.
She is so good.
Well, she's credible.
That's right.
These clowns were brought in by the president. They tried to undermine the president.
And of course, Mr. Tillerson denies that. You know, of course he's going to deny it.
Right. Yeah. Anyhow, I think her book's out today.
Yeah.
With all due respect is the name of the book. We'll have her on the program here in the next week, I think. But I think there's a few people that I look to that Donald Trump put into his administration that I think are first class. She's one of them. Mike Pompeo is one of them. Bill Barr is one of them. There's a few all-stars in there because I think Bill Barr is terrific. I think she is terrific. I think she's going to run. She's only 47.
He should have been very careful on who he appoints.
Yeah. Well, you know, he got advice from people that he shouldn't have gotten advice from about who to put in there. Like Rex Tillerson. Remember, he came out of nowhere as a dark horse and came in there. And Rex Tillerson, you know, having run Exxon Mobil and so forth, didn't understand his function, that he was subordinate to the president. He thought he was in charge, apparently.
And he, of course, is wedded to oil from the Arab Middle East.
Well, exactly. And John Kelly, of course, part of the, I don't know, military-industrial complex, however you want to look at it. But I think that Nikki Haley will run for president, not this time around, but next time around, when she'll be about 51 or 52. That's my guess. Professor, I greatly appreciate it. Enjoy that balmy weather.
I hope the weather gets better where you are in Michigan.
Yeah, well, good
and
luck.
I really do. I know it's no fun, even though you're used to it.
Well, I'm not used to it this early. It's 5 weeks early. 6 weeks. Well, it's January. Anyhow, thank you, Professor. As always, my friend, there you have it. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power.